أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله على ما أنعم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الصلاة والسلام على من بالحلم والجود والكرم زين الركن والمقام والزمزم أشرف ولد آدم حبيب إله العالم أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل
و على اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین المعصومین سیما مولانا و صاحبنا حجت ابن الحسن المهدی روحی و ارواح العالمین لتراب مقدمه الفدا. اوصیکم عباد الله و نفسی به تقوى الله و نظم امركم. I would like to explain another right which Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned in his valuable book, which is the right of one who does a kindly act toward you. Imam alayhi salam said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa amma haqqu dhil ma'roof alayk, the right of one who does a kindly act, فَأَن تَشْكُرَهُ, is that to thank him, and then وَتَذْكُرَ مَعْرُوفَهُ, and mention his favor, his kindness, وَتَنْشُرَ لَهُ الْمَقَالَةُ الْحَسَنَةُ, and reward him with beautiful word, وَتُخْلِسَ لَهُ الدُّعَى فِي مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ, and supplicate for him, sincerely do dua for him. فَإِنَّكَ إِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ, so if you do this, قَدْ شَكَرْتَهُ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً, so in this case you thank him, you gave thank to him openly and secretly. ثم إن أمكن مكافأته بالفعل كافأته, if you find a chance to repay him, so try to repay him. Otherwise وإلا كنت مرصدا لح موطنا نفسك إليها, otherwise be vigilant to recompense him in proper time. This is the right which Imam alayhi salam mentioned. This right is one of the most important right which Imam alayhi salam explained. But we want to know what is the concept of shukr, and also what is the concept of ma'roof and dhil ma'roof which Imam mentioned in this right. Definition and concept of shukr is declaration, to declare, to tell others about the blessing which you have received, sometimes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, sometimes you received a gift, a favor, a kind from your brother. And shukr is exactly opposite of kufr. Kufr is to hide blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to do not appreciate your brother because of his kindly word, kindly job, kindly work which he has done for you. Imam alayhi salam said that the first step is that to thank him. Say thank you. This is the first step to thank someone who did a good things for you. And then تذكر معروفه, mention his kindness. It means that remember his work. Do not forget. And then تنشر له المقالة الحسنة. Make him famous. Introduce him to other people. Tell other people, this one is the generous people, generous person. It is the way of respecting the people who did a good act for you. وتنشر له المقالة الحسنة. And so Imam alayhi salam mentioned four rights. The first one is to remember him, to do not forget his job. The second one, telling others and introduce these people about the act which he has done for you. The third one is to supplicate, to do dua for him sincerely. And the fourth one is to compensate, to reimburse his work. Otherwise, if you cannot repay him, only intend, do intention and say, oh, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me chance. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me in future, I will reimburse him. I will repay him. Only intention is also okay if you cannot repay him. This is the right which Imam alayhi salam mentioned. But we have in Quran, in different verses of Quran, also in Rabayat, which received from Rasulullah and from A'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajal. About shukr. For example, this Rabayat, Imam alayhi salam mentioned, ma kana Allah liyaftaha ala abdin baba shukr wa yaghliq anhu baba ziyada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not close door of blessing to the one who opened door of gratefulness. It means that if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not close the door of his bounty, door of his livelihood, door of rizq, door of blessing. And this is actually the fruit of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to other mu'mineen. We have a beautiful riwayat from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He said, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the Aisha laylataha. One night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the room of Aisha. Faqalat ya Rasulullah. Aisha told Rasulullah, lima tut'ibu li nafsik. Why are you put yourself in trouble? Why are you bothering yourself? Because of long prayer. Continuously you pray. And you stand and pray during the whole night. Aisha complained. Rasulullah said, and continued that, وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبَكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. While you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of your sin if you commit it before and after your prophethood. And then فقال رسول الله said, يا عائشة ألا أكون عبدا شكورا. Aisha, did I not be a grateful slave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah appointed me as the prophet and put the imamat in my progeny and reveal Quran to my heart. So in this case, did I not be a grateful slave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the answer of Rasulullah. So we have a different verses of Quran. Allah himself are the person who give thanks. Wallahu shakurun halim. Allah himself is the one who give thanks. And we have also Allah is khayru shakirin. The best one who gives thanks is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a very interesting verse in Quran in Surah Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing Al Dawood, family of Prophet Dawood. I'malu Al Dawooda shukra. Work gratefully. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Only a few of my servants are grateful. Only a few of my servants. If you look and search the word and term عبادي, my servant in Quran, so you will understand what is the exact meaning of this verse of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even my عباد, my special servant, only few of them can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that the thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too difficult because of lots of blessing which receive from Allah. For example, in Surah Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a discussion between him and Iblis. He said, قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. When Iblis requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for long life until the day of judgment and said, no, إِلَى يَوْمِ الْوَقْتِ الْمَعْلُومِ, until the appointed time, the specific time. We believe that until the day of Zuhur, inshallah. And after that, Iblis said, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَئِينَ إِلَّا إِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَسِينَ. I try to deceive and mislead all of your slave, all of your servants. Illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin. Except your sincere servants. Those people, I cannot deceive them. And then, inna ibadi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Indeed, you have no power or authority over my sincere servants. So look at the word ibadi here and said, Allah said, qalilun min ibadi ash-shukur. It means that all of my ibad, all of my servants, all of them cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only few of ibadi, few of my sincere servants are able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have a beautiful hadith, a discussion between Prophet Dawood and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Prophet Dawood said to Allah, Ya Rabbi, kayfa ashkuruka wa shukri laka ni'matun ukhra. How is it possible for me to thank you? Well, if I thank you, so this is another blessing, because this chance to thank is another blessing. So need another thank to you. How can I thank you, Ya Allah? And said that ni'matun ukhra minka tujibu alayya shukr laka fa uhalla ta'ala alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed him, idha arafta anna an-na'am minni radhitu minka bidhalika shukra. Only if you know that all of ability you have, all of facility you have, all of blessing you have coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is thank of Allah. It means that sometimes we obtain something, we take an opportunity to do something good, we think this is from our knowledge, from our school, from my ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that everything which you receive, even a chance to do something good, all of them is blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know that, if you know that all of facilities which you have, all of blessing come from Allah, not from your power, not from your smarty. So this is the first step to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another discussion between Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Rabbi, Prophet Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كيف يستطيع آدم أن يؤدي شكر ما صنعت له صنعت إليه. Oh Allah, tell me how Prophet Adam was able to thank you. Why? Because خلقته بيدك. Who created him by your hand. Directly you create him. Not from a father and mother. You create him directly. And then وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكَ. And you gave your soul to him, part of your soul to him. وَأَسْكَنْتَهُ جَنَّتَكَ. Without doing any worship, you placed him in Jannah. And then وَأَمَرْتَ الْمَلَائِكَ فَسَجَدُوا لَهُ. Without any worship, all of angels prostrated him, did sajda for him. How Prophet Adam is able to thank you, to appreciate you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, Alima anna dhalika minni fahamadani alayh. He has ma'rafat. He knows that all of those things, all of those blessings from myself, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from his ability and capability. From Allah. فحمدني عليه. And then thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ شُكْرَ مَا صَنِئْتُ عَلَيْهِ. This is the appreciation for all of things which you mentioned I gave him. It means that the first step is شكر قلبي. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from bottom of your heart. Know that everything which you have is from Allah. This is the first step from shukr. And let me to conclude with the beautiful verse of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing his prophet. He says that وَأَمَّا بِنِئْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. It means that do announce and tell other and declare the bounty of your Lord, the blessing of your Lord. We can get lesson from this beautiful verse of Quran. We cannot hide the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if you buy something for your kid, shoes for example, or a t-shirt for your kid, if he use it openly and show his friend, you will be happy, or your kids hide it and did not use it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us to use all of the bounty, all of the blessing which you receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not hide the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone asks you, how are you? You said, Alhamdulillah. How's your life? Say, Alhamdulillah, I have everything which I wanted. This is the first step for blessing, for thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase his blessing to all of mu'mineen wal mu'minat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us chance to thanks, to appreciate him for all of blessing. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat. Al ahya' minhum wal ambat. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al faraj. والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على النبي الأمي المكي المدني الحاشمي القرشي الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم مصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد فصل على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين قائد الغر المحجلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. وصل على فاطمة الزهرة سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد،
وصل على الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم المنتظر المهدي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك. اللهم بلغ مولانا الإمام الهادي المهدي الغائم بأمرك صلوات الله عليه وعلى آبائه الطاهرين عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها، سهلها وجبلها وبرها وبحرها، وعنا وعن والدينا من الصلوات زنة عرش الله ومداد كلماته وما أحصاه علمه وأحاط به كتابه. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key of bringing light of iman to your heart. In this holy month, month of Rajab, month of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to you. Take benefit from all moments of this month. One of the mustahabbat which recommended for every Friday of this month is to recite 100 times Surah Tawheed. I don't know the effects of this, but in one of history, at the time of Rasulullah, when one of his companion died, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in his burial without any shoes. And someone asked him, "Oh Rasulullah, why you didn't wear shoes?" Rasulullah said, "A lot of angels of God participating in this ceremony. That's why I didn't use shoes." And said, "Why?" He said, "Because this person used to recite Surah Tawheed during his life frequently." I think has a salawat. This is the gift for this Eid of Jum'ah for all of you. Inshallah, Allah give us, all of us, tawfiq to do it, to recite this surah 100 times every Friday. One of the ahadith from Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu was salam. He said, "Man lam yashkur al-mun'im min al-makhluqin lam yashkur Allah azza wa jalla." I want to act upon the risalat of huquq, this right which I explain it. Imam alayhi salam said, the one who cannot appreciate other mu'mineen lam yashkur Allah azza wa jalla, he would not be able to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the school is going to end, I would like to appreciate all of teachers, principals of Al-Hadi school for the efforts, all of teachers, volunteers in As-Sadiq Academy, and all of teachers at Farsi school. Most of them are volunteers. Alhamdulillah, by those work, we were success during past years, and this is the minimum task, minimum duty of all of us to appreciate them at least by tongue, by our word, to thank them, all of them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his blessing to them and give us more tawfiq for future, inshallah. And the another issue I would like to mention here, unfortunately, the aggression and oppression to Yemeni people continued during the 45 days ago. And unfortunately, the Mostov highway and transport network between different cities of Yemen destroyed by Yemeni war, actually by Yemeni warplane. And according to the Saudi warplane, according to the statistic which mentioned from the Freedom House Institute in America, until now, more than 100,000 of Yemenis left their house. 54 hospitals destroyed. 26 masjid also destroyed. 168 school and institute, education institute also destroyed. This is the result of war between two Muslim countries. And moreover, lack of water, lack of food increased the crisis in Yemen, and lack of medicine also. Unfortunately, until now, Saudi government didn't allow any institute, any charity to help Yemeni people to reach the medicine for them. And it is very sad to say that world and international organizations, also Islamic nations, are just watching this injustice and also crimes and genocide in Yemen. And no one did something to help Yemeni people. Brothers and sisters, more than 1400 years, we say that at the end of history, we are going to establish international government. But until now, we didn't establish even one international institute. The United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, only said, "I'm sorry, that's it." Because he did not any permission to say something more than sorry. The people who establish United Nations, they have authority and power. We didn't establish such an organization, international organization, so we can do nothing. How we can establish the international government? Sometimes some of mu'mineen, they think only for their community or their family, their country. We didn't think, we don't have any plan for whole international world, for whole countries. To establish such an institute, such an organization, to get benefit in this crisis time. And so we condemn this aggression, this genocide. What we can do? Nothing. Only I can come here and give you a report. 54 hospitals destroyed. 100,000 house destroyed. Who is responsible? Who can do as the head of all of countries? Who can say Saudi Arabia to stop war against Yemeni people? 7,600 Yemenis until now, they killed and injured. But no one can do nothing for Yemeni people. This is the unwritten rule of this world. If we do not do something for ourselves, no one can help us in tough situation. Only we can do dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten in reappearance of the Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself help him. And the other issue, I would like to extend my condolences for the anniversary martyrdom of Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wa salam, which is in Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. In 25th of Rajab, inshallah, we will have a program on Tuesday night for Shahadat of Imam Ja'far alayhi salatu wa salam. Let me to add something about the Yemen, some brothers and sisters. They requested to collect donation for Yemeni people. Until now, we couldn't find any proper institution, proper charity to send the donation to the Yemeni people. But inshallah, from today, we are going to collect all of donation of mu'minin and put it in an account. And as soon as we find a proper way, inshallah, we send to them. I would like to ask all of mu'minin, all of community, all of the masjid, all of the centers here to collect their donation and give to IC. Inshallah, when as soon as we find a proper institute, proper charity, we will send them to the Yemeni people, which is the minimum help we can do and support we can do for our brothers and sisters in Yemen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر اللهم اجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه اللهم اشغل الظالمين بالظالمين اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات اللهم احفظ مراجعنا وزعيمنا اللهم احفظ ثورتنا الإسلامية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم
امید غریبان تنها کجایی چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونین دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کاظم حبیب رضا و انیس غریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارم لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارم وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم که که این زندگانی وفایی ندارد، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارد.